Welcome to our third and final installment on the Sunday morning of our interview show, In Depth. And I have a couple of wonderful guests from a wonderful organization. It is Rachel Lopez and Dave Anderson from Laughing Owl. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are
good.
You?
Good. Hello.
I'm doing well. So Laughing Owl Productions, I think, is the
way
to
describe
it.
That's correct.
And it's a local theater company.
That is right.
We need more theater. We need more art. And you guys are providing just that. What is going on with you guys?
Good question. Right now, we've set our sights on, all our focuses on youth theater. That is professional theater, adults performing for kids.
Okay.
And we've already launched that emphasis with Pinocchio.
Oh.
We started Pinocchio Productions a couple of months ago. With a cast of three and a couple of other folks involved in the core. We created a script from the original Goldoni story, Avoiding the Lawyers from Anaheim. And that show has then proved to be a model for us to create other shows on other topics for other venues. Obviously, schools are one of our strong interest to take these shows to.
Yeah.
But our upcoming thing is at 39 North Marketplace in Sparks, and we're going to be doing Pinocchio there. And we think that venue is a whole different audience for live theater, and maybe we might be on to something.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So actually, how did Laughing Owl originate? I mean, how old are you guys?
We're in our
toddler years.
Toddler years, exactly. 2 years ago, we started, our first show was Endgame by Samuel Beckett, a decidedly non-children show.
For sure.
We're going to do the junior version this summer.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. We did think it was appropriate, though, to our first show was Endgame, because that puts it out there right at the start that we're interested in the end, not the beginning.
Yeah.
But our emphasis then was adult theater on classic themes, that is, playwrights who are proven to be universal writers for every age and every civilization.
Okay.
And that was at on South Wells, 75 South Wells. We had a permanent space there.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted up until a couple of months ago, and we let that space go. The overhead was killing us.
Yeah.
And we decided, though, not to fold the company, but to reinvent the company as a touring company.
Okay.
Focused on kids. But doesn't mean we're not looking for a home. We are. We're always keeping our eyes open for a home.
So you're kind of sort of in transition, but semi not. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting situation.
Yeah, it is. We're not holding auditions for a slate of plays like other theater companies are.
Okay.
But we are developing plays, original plays based on classic stories, and we're trying to develop a strong relationship with the school district and corporate sponsors in the arena area, because we don't think that this theater thing can succeed just based on ticket sales and or the occasional donation. It has to be a sustained partnership between people like the wonderful Mr. Musk, who could be a wonderful partner for an arts organization, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, and you guys, I mean, kudos to you for kind of rolling with the punches and just kind of adjusting and evolving, and it's all,
well, as
it's all
rent
you can do.
Goes up in Reno, you have to adjust,
you
I guess,
really
right?
have to. Yeah. And now, yeah, let's bring it over to Rachel Lopez. I've seen you in many a production.
Yeah.
So
I'm
talented.
Kind of showing up everywhere now. I just need to find theater work in Reno. So I'm like, Dave and Angela reached out to me, and when they started the whole children's theater portion, and of course, I have a lot of background in youth theater, but performing specifically for youth is so much fun, and I hadn't done it in a while, and I was like, yes, absolutely. So, I'm involved. I actually play Geppetto.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Gender bending again.
And, Geppetto and.
Oh, that's true. And Vinny the villain or whatever. I don't even know who I am.
She's the bad guy.
All right.
I'm the big guy. Anyway, it's been really fun. And then we also are in development right now, right? Dave, you're going to be writing the next show. So
we're doing a children's show based on Basque folk tales.
Oh wow! Okay.
It's called The Magic Stick. And yeah, we're real excited about that as well. Rachel is in Pinocchio. Adam Whitney, who might also be familiar to
area well
audiences,
known.
He's our Pinocchio, and there is no other Pinocchio like Adam Whitney.
There is not.
In this show, I happen to be Mr. Cricket, so I'm performing in this show. We have two other folks, well, actually three now, but two other folks. Angela Anderson is our executive director of our organization and directed
the show.
Familiar
last name.
It is. It's nepotism. And Sandy Brunel-Niece wrote or adapted this Pinocchio script for Our Crazy Minds. Our scripts are collectively created as well. Sandy gave us a real solid place to go, beginning, middle, and end. And, and then
you're just filling in the blanks.
We kind of fill in a little bit. Yeah, it's so much fun that way. Yeah. It also opens it up to being entertaining, I think, for adults. There's some, there's some humor in there that probably goes above that preschool kindergarten age.
That's the thing what I like about kind of kids stuff. I mean, especially sometimes Pixar and other, like, you still got adults. You got jokes for the adults as well.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Check out an old Bugs Bunny and half the
stuff.
I was laughing when I was five, but I didn't know what I was laughing at.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
Anyway, so we do a little bit. So it is fairly entertaining, I think, for all ages. Yeah.
We did a production performance of Pinocchio recently at the Meadowood Mall.
Okay.
And, of course, you can't pick a more disparate audience than a mall.
Right.
It's very diverse.
Yeah. Yes. And it seemed to draw all ages, all backgrounds. We also performed to three newly arrived Syrian refugee families at one of our performances. And those folks, many of whom couldn't speak English, were just transfixed.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, they had
show.
A translator there. It was really awesome.
That's inspiring.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And
we need
thinking about we're moving into summer, kids are not going to have a lot to do. They're probably going to be really restless. Why not take them to see a full-on theater production of something they might recognize or even not recognize?
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this one's June 22nd, our Pinocchio show in Sparks at the Sparks Amphitheater there at the east end of Victorian Square.
Oh, yeah.
4:30. And then we're doing it again in August 17th, the same Pinocchio show at the same place.
Okay.
The July show is actually an Art Town show, and that's the Basque the Magic Stick. The Basque show.
Okay, very cool. So beyond those, do you have any future plans? Are you intently looking for a person, your own personal space, or is it?
Yeah, it's Reno is so interesting. You can be sitting there and one day be at you can't find a thing, there's nothing available, and then the next day, a friend of a friend shows you a building that might be work, and so we're not pessimistic at all. I think it takes patience, and when we find the right space, we'll know it.
Beautiful. And I mean, do you need help? I mean, as far as just finances, do you need sponsorships, whatever?
Yes,
what are you guys thinking?
Yes, we definitely need some more sponsorships. Picasso and Wine has been very generous in helping us, and they actually sponsored our last show at Meadowood Mall.
Yep.
And I think moving forward, I think they're still actively sponsoring us. But yeah, we could use sponsors. So if anyone out there is feeling generous. That would be wonderful.
Sure would.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anything else you guys want to mention about the organization, go right ahead.
We do our website, laughingowlproductions.com.
Right.
Okay. Go there. That'll give you all the latest news and some insight into our past, things we've done in the past.
Like us on Facebook.
You can go to Facebook page as well. Yeah.
That's right.
And you can follow
Instagram
us on
Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter.
Wow, you are all over the social media landscape.
I'm not doing any of that, but yeah, we are. Someone's doing it.
Somebody's in charge of that. So beyond sponsorship, can people just go to your website and donate money? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. We're in the process. It's hopefully not a long process. Actually, we're in the process of gaining our nonprofit status.
Wonderful.
Our business started as a for-profit theater company. And so in the last 6 months, we've got those wheels going. Hopefully, we'll have that status by the end of the summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did get the approval from the Washoe County School District's Community Service Board their stamp of approval.
So, yeah. So we'll be hopefully performing in schools this fall and stuff, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for you guys.
Thanks, Ian.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, Rachel Lopez, Dave Anderson, Laughing Owl Productions. We're about to conclude the interview, but again, anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, community out there supporting theater and the arts in Reno.
Amen.
Yeah, amen is right.
All right. Mm.